I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Our topic today is pretty important. We're talking about the Justice Department. The most corrupt Justice Department was under Nixon, where two of his attorney generals were convicted of crimes. But now it looks like Trump is trying to hit a triple. I don't know that Jeff Sessions did anything that he could actually get convicted for, but possibly. It's hard to know yet because he hasn't been really investigated the way he should be, but there is no doubt that he is profoundly racist, and that colored his decision-making, and he did some pretty awful things. And no one really is sorry to see him gone except people who are racist. He was their champion. And then he was replaced by a man I'm pretty sure is going to go to jail. Matthew Whitaker was appointed to be the acting attorney general, despite really having no experience or qualifications for the job. He was placed there to keep an eye on Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department in general. He is a Trump lackey who believes that Trump should be able to do whatever he wants. But he was also a criminal. He was involved in a scam involving inventions, and when people complained, he was their lawyer that called the people complaining up and threatened them with legal action if they didn't shut up and go away. In other words, he's a monster, and he belongs in prison, and he's head of the Justice Department. But he's also an anti-gay monster. Despite a lack of qualifications, George W. Bush gave him, after a failed political campaign, gave him an appointment to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Iowa. Again, not really qualified for the job, so this thing of lack of qualifications isn't anything new with the Republicans. But then Whitaker used that office to take down his state's first openly gay senator. In 2007, he held a press conference where he declared that a grand jury had charged McCoy, that was Matt McCoy, who was a rising star in the Democratic Party, charging him with attempted extortion, with a possible 20 years in prison. This came out of something that Whitaker had been working on for months, where he tried to entrap McCoy, and he hired a paid informant to try to press what would be illegal money on McCoy. But the problem was, Whitaker's an idiot. The guy he hired as his informant was doing actual business with a company that McCoy owned. And the so-called bribes were actually payments to that company. Secretly recorded videos were selectively edited to make McCoy look guilty. Now, keep in mind, this wasn't a coincidence. Whitaker is infamously anti-gay, which seems to be a qualification for working for Donald Trump. The jury came back in less than 2 hours, including a lunch break. And they said, it has all the earmarks of a politically motivated witch hunt. Even though the jurors threw the case out, the cost of defending himself against such egregious charges that he was absolutely innocent of, that left him broke and defeated. Because when you bring the power of the government against someone, it's hard for them to defend themselves. And expensive. Now remember that tactic of using the power of the judiciary to destroy your enemies, because we'll be circling back on that. So we've got Whitaker the monster, who has no right to be in that office, has no qualifications. A lot of people believe he has been illegally placed in that position and is on very tenuous grounds. He's an awful, corrupt, and insulting choice to run the Justice Department. But then, so was Sessions. Although I think that Whitaker is worse. And that leads us to Whitaker's potential replacement, William Barr. Most of you aren't old enough to remember who he is, but I remember him very well. And there is panic over his selection. And you probably don't even know about it, because the panic is in the adult industry. Because William Barr is an anti-pornography zealot. Anti-porn organizations are giddy, jumping up and down with glee, because this is their guy. He has a proven track record. Barr was Attorney General from 1991 to 1993. And he's expected to be confirmed because the Republicans would confirm Hitler if Trump told them to. And not dead Hitler, they'd clone him and make South America pay for it. Now, on the face of it, William Barr should not have this job at all, because he's already chimed in that he thinks that Trump should be allowed to do any goddamn thing he wants. Hey, a little treason? Yeah, we used to hate that, but, you know, it's a new era. He has a long history of pushing absolute unfettered king-like power for the presidency. And ironically, he absolutely loathes Congress, has no respect for them. When he was deputy attorney general, he advised then-President George H.W. Bush that he did not need congressional approval to attack Iraq. And that's not an anomaly. He has a long history of telling the president he can do whatever he wants without having to talk to Congress about it. He does seem to share Trump's racism. And like Trump, he's a dangerous right-wing conspiracy theorist. Now, the conspiracies that the Republicans have been throwing Hillary Clinton's way, and Barr is all on board with having these people investigated, even though these accusations are ridiculous and have been proven to be completely bogus. There is no evidence or hint that the Clinton Foundation did anything untoward. Simply isn't there. And the Uranium One deal couldn't even have anything to do with that, and the uranium didn't leave this country. The only people who believe in those conspiracy theories anymore are nutballs. And William Barr is clearly a partisan nutball. And he has already made it very clear in one of the most bizarre things we've ever seen, when he sent a letter to the Justice Department and to Trump explaining why he thought that the Mueller investigation was totally bogus. On paper, he is slightly more qualified than the acting attorney general, but he's a nightmare. And he's big time for promoting presidential pardons for people within the president's administration who have committed crimes. That, to me, is one of the biggest flaws in our whole system of government. We allow presidents to pardon the criminals that they've worked with. And in that infamous pardon case involving Barr and Bush, where he encouraged Bush to pardon everybody, that helped cover up whatever crimes Bush was involved in. This is Bush 1. So yeah, the last thing that this president needs is an attorney general who seems to be a Bush loyalist and seems to believe that presidents have unfettered power. There's plenty to keep him busy, but will he return to his days as an anti-porn crusader? Now, Barr worked in the domestic policy staff for the Reagan administration from 1982 to 1983. And he was later the attorney general under George H.W. Bush. And Bush Sr. praised him for virtually eliminating the distribution of porn by mail. And we're talking porn here, not obscenity, which is illegal. But we're basically dealing with Schrodinger's porn. In other words, it's porn in a box, and it's obscene or not obscene at the same time. Only when you take it to court does it become obscene and illegal. It's the only crime that becomes a crime after a jury decides whether it's a crime or not, and there are virtually no standards for determining that. That is why obscenity prosecutions are so easy to exploit and use criminally. And the Reagan administration, they spent a lot of effort to wipe out porn. Under Reagan, Ed Meese was the attorney general who, when they confirmed him, he was already under attack for corruption, and we now know he was extremely corrupt. And of course, he gave us the Attorney General's Commission on Pornography report, one of the most ridiculous corrupt documents ever to be produced by the government. So William Barr goes back to the battle days of the Meese War on Porn, where they would try people in multiple jurisdictions at the same time to bankrupt them. Now, that's since been made illegal, but they were ruthless, and Barr was ruthless. Sure, there would be some irony of having an anti-porn crusader as the attorney general for a president who has appeared in Playboy videos and whose wife has done softcore porn, lesbian porn, but that's the crazy times we live in. And the scary thing is that while America has changed a lot, and our view of porn has changed a lot, and it's everywhere now, our laws haven't changed, and they're still ripe for the same abuse that they were when Barr was attorney general. If he does start a war on porn, he'll probably go after gay porn first, because he really doesn't like gay people. He supported Sessions' decision to allow discrimination against gay and lesbian customers by invoking religious beliefs, And he praised Sessions for removing guidance that would protect transgender people. He also wrote an essay in 1995 that he wanted the government to promote laws to restrain sexual immorality. Barr is not the person that we want or the person that we need. He may be like the last person that we need. But under Trump, that seems to be what we always get.